In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
No one praises the hand of the sower. All it does is grab seed from a bag and toss it to the ground. Wherever it lands, some on good soil, others on bad soil. Likewise, no one praises the piano at a concert or the tools in a work belt. So why should anyone praise the minister? Why should anyone think that the church is better with him or the church is better off without him? The ordained minister is nothing more than the hand called by God to scatter seed. It falls where it falls, some on good soil, others on bad soil. But the hand does not make the seed powerful. The hand does not make the soil fruitful. It simply scatters. The seed is the word of God, and that word is Christ. For he is the seed of the Blessed Virgin, as God promised. The seed of the woman will crush the serpent's head. The word is always Christ. So this word of God is not just simply a bare sound, but it is Christ himself, the eternal Son of God, who is one with the Father and the Spirit. This blessed seed of the Virgin took on flesh and blood so that he might bear our sins, die our death, be buried in our grave, and yet ascend on the third day to give righteousness and life to us. This gospel of Jesus is scattered throughout the entire world. So preach the word, St. Paul urges Pastor Timothy. Preach Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Ministers are not free to preach whatever they feel like, for the word is not theirs. The word is Christ's word. It's his gospel. Likewise, it's also his ministry, his hand. The word goes out from my mouth, God spoke through Isaiah. So the minister is nothing more than the mouth of Christ through whom this gospel is preached through the entire world. He is nothing more, nothing less. He's not free to talk about whatever he desires to talk about. He's not free to say whatever he feels might be important on this or that day. He is sent for one purpose, to preach Christ. And this word will not return to me empty, God says. But it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. There's nothing about the minister in there. The power rests solely in God, and he is the one who achieves the results. But it's easy for us to focus on the minister because we see him. When the parish grows or offerings are up, we think it's because we have a good pastor. When we walk out of the service and we feel invigorated and renewed, comforted and uplifted, it's because we have a good preacher. But can the hand make the seed more powerful? So can a pastor make Christ more effective? May we never think so. The gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Neither can we blame the minister when the parish dwindles and offerings shrink. He's nothing more than a hand scattering the precious gospel to all who will hear. Some falls on good soil, some on bad soil, and it seems that most is falling on bad soil. But we get caught up in what we see, so we praise him when things go well. And conversely, we blame him when things go badly, because then the blame is off of my shoulders. I wouldn't be so distracted if he were more engaging as a preacher. I wouldn't wander so much in my mind if the service were more fresh and exciting. I wouldn't be so bored if he were more interesting. We shift the focus away from ourselves, we move the blame from us and we put it on him, even as Adam blamed Eve and Eve blamed the serpent. It's not my fault, it's his. Repent. The fault does not lie in the hand, or in the seed, or in the sower. The fault lies in the soil. The soil was bad, and so it remained unfruitful. So people can blame the pastor, the people, the music, the service, and anything else as a reason for why they don't want to come here. But the fault rests in their hearts and in their hearts alone. The same is true for us. If we are bored, distracted, or apathetic, the fault rests in our own hearts, for it is out of the heart that sin comes. You can't blame the faithful pastor any more than you can blame the hand for bad soil or the tool for missing the nail. The fault lies in our stubborn, sin-hearted hearts. Who of us has not questioned God? Who of us has not been led to worry about life's cares, riches, and pleasures? Who of us has not been distracted with what we're going to do later in the day? Who of us simply doesn't want to get in and get out because we have other things to get going? Repent. It's not about the hand of the sower, but about the sower himself. It's not about the minister, but it's about Christ himself. He is your gracious Savior, not me. He took your sins, not me. He died your death. He crushed Satan's head. He has closed hell's gaping mouth and has opened heaven to you, not me. And today he graciously comes to give you his blood-bought forgiveness to save you in spite of my weaknesses and shortcomings. I am nothing more than a mouth and a hand, nothing more, nothing less. So your salvation might rest solely on Christ and on his power. It is by his word, not by the word of the minister, but by God's word, that your sin-hardened hearts are made good soil. For faith comes by hearing the message. It is by God's word, not by my effectiveness or skill, but by the word of God, that thorns are ripped out and boulders are smashed, for the word of God is like a hammer that breaks rocks in pieces. It is by God's word, not by my quick wit or oratory skills or turn of phrase, but by the word of God, that you are called, gathered, enlightened, and sanctified. Your faith is sustained by God's word and by that word alone, so that you might bear abundant fruit. The word is Christ, the sower is Christ, the minister is nothing more than the hand of Christ scattering this gospel. For what is Apollos? What is Paul? What are pastors? Nothing more than the hand, servants of God, through whom you believed. One plants, one waters, but God is the one who makes it grow. For it is his word, not mine. And he is the one who achieves his results. If heaven depended even 1 ounce on me, then we'd all be lost forever. So thank and praise God that your salvation is found in Christ alone, for I can create nothing, I can effect nothing, I can sustain nothing. But the word of God achieves this result in your heart. Yes, you hear my voice, but it is only that, a voice. The power rests in Christ. My words do not create light, calm the wind and the waves, drive out demons, cleanse lepers, or raise the dead. But God spoke and there was light. God spoke and the wind and the waves were calm. God spoke and lepers were cleansed, the demons took flight, and the dead man came out alive. God still speaks, and your sins flee from you as far as the east is from the west. For you are declared holy and righteous in Christ and in him alone. And though your sins still burden you and you're still led into temptation and distracted by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, God continues to come to you to scatter his forgiveness in your heart. He has not withheld anything from you, but he gives you that love, that forgiveness, that salvation, week after week. To God alone be the glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.